This year, Wyoming's junior senator, John Barrasso, took the gavel as chairman of the Senate Indian Affairs Committee. Our Washington reporter, Matt Laszlo, caught up with him and others to check up on the new role he's playing in Indian country.
If you've ever seen Senator Barrasso speak on a cable news show, or if you happen to catch him on C-SPAN, you've likely heard him railing against so-called Obamacare. But Barrasso's more than a one-trick pony. As chairman of the Senate Indian Affairs Committee, he's got one of the largest portfolios in Congress because of all the daunting issues facing Indian country, as he'll readily tell you.
Issues of health, issues of housing, issues of education, the economy in general, where unemployment is very high. You also see an incredible substance abuse. You see high incidence of suicide. And as a doctor, those to me all fit under the umbrella of health.
The committee is known for its history of being one of the most bipartisan places on Capitol Hill. Still, Barrasso is a staunch conservative, which seems to be working well in his dealings with the nation's tribes, sovereign nations that have a long and often ugly history in their dealings with U.S. federal officials.
The committee working together, and what we've all found is that the best solutions are ones that don't come from the government. They come from the people right there on the ground. They know what works best, and it's just a way to try to sometimes get the government out of the way.
In that vein, the chairmanship is giving Barrasso a new venue to rant and rail against Washington bureaucrats. Take his anger on water issues in Indian country.
You know, the government almost 100 years ago started many irrigation projects on reservations all around the country. Then the Depression hit. They never got completed. The build-up maintenance backlog is huge. The money isn't there to do it. And yet, Washington dropped the ball, and that was 100 years ago. So we're still trying to deal with Washington getting too involved.
Barrasso is proud that in this gridlock Congress, his committee has been active, passing 20 bipartisan bills thus far. One bill that's passed out of the committee would help with housing needs in Indian country, while another that passed the full Senate addressed the spike in suicides in elementary and secondary schools in Indian country.
Seven have gone through the Senate, and then a lot of it has to do with giving our Native American community opportunities to make the decisions for themselves.
Barrasso is garnering praise thus far. Former chairman of the committee, John McCain of Arizona, says Barrasso is a great fit as chairman.
I think he's doing a superb job. I really do. I think he's doing a great job. He's one of the most active chairmen we've ever had. And frankly, he's addressing some of the fundamental issues that affect Indian country, like alcohol and other problems, too.
It's not just Republicans. Montana Senator John Tester is the top Democrat on the committee. He says there's been a lot of continuity between Barrasso's tenure as chairman and when Democrats were in charge.
There's a lot of bills he's taken up that we took up that were important issues. So I got no complaints.
But when it comes to tribal issues, lawmakers matter less than Native Americans themselves. Some tribal leaders and Native activists report being dubious when Barrasso took over the gavel this year. Jacqueline Peta is the executive director of the National Congress of American Indians.
Well, actually, I've been very pleasantly pleased with his leadership and their strategy about moving forward.
Peta says Barrasso hit the ground running on issues ranging from Indian health care to drug use, even though she initially thought he was biting off too much.
He made it really clear at the beginning of his term that he had an agenda that he wanted to, a priority of issues he wanted to look at. And it was a pretty hefty list. And, through hearings and other work, they've really tackled that list.
But there's one big problem hanging over Barrasso's head, getting floor time for his committee's priorities. Republican Congressman Tom Cole of Oklahoma is one of two Native Americans currently in Congress. Cole knows how tough it is to make priorities of Indian country important in Washington.
Well, it is, and that's a tough thing because, again, many members don't have significant tribal presence or Native American population. So there's large portions of the Congress that are not directly concerned in these issues and, frankly, not particularly knowledgeable about them. They are complex and they're deeply rooted in history.
Now leaders across Indian country are watching to see if Barrasso can use his perch as a member of the Republican leadership team in the Senate to get his committee's bills quickly considered in a chamber known for being bottled up. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.